just for fun. And Paranoid Killers, 3-2-1, here we go. Just for fun, coming out of the covered passageway, and it's going to be Checker with the SR8 round on Pack to get things started. Following Biatch, nice grenade there by Biatch. That takes out Vitalis. He's painting the walls red with blood. Dan also for Just for Fragging with a nice SR8 shot. That took out Chaos. Piri trying to get on the board here, and he does, spamming with the MP5K. But Just for Fun, that little Biatch ends it. 1-0, Just for Fun, as we get this match started. Spawning out of the covered passageway once again, it is Just for Fun. We follow Checker into the upper fountain hallway. He avoids the grenade. Peary down at the far end. SR8 headshot. Checker goes down. As we continue to watch Just for Fun holding a defensive position here in the fountain courtyard. As right now, all the action has come from the Paranoid Killers. We go over into the patio courtyard, and running through that upper fountain hallway, we do see Biatch at the far end. As we do change, we see Piri here changing his name to Unix. So Piri, Unix, the same gamer here. Pack now, upper fountain hallway. He's quick with that SR8. Biatch falls, and here comes Defender through the T intersection. Defender with a nice kill on Cannabis with the LR300. Dwarf back-to-back kills LR300, DE, and Dwarf having a good game. Up the stairs he goes, chasing down Pack near the upper fountain hallway, and he is going to get a whole lot of hole from Dan. Pack going down. Nice work there by Just for Fun, and they are up 2-0 here early on, letting the grenades fly. That is Just for Fun, and Dan's SR8 again meets the head of Cannabis. Down he goes. Just for Fun coming out very strong here in the first 2 minutes. Grenade off near the T intersection. That sends Pack running. As he does, he runs over near the alley timbers. It is a 2-on-1, and Pack is Biatched. That's right, Biatch. Nice work by him. Dwarf and Biatch now continuing down the old alleyway. They have Vitalis over in the patio courtyard. Vitalis being chased away now over into the courtyard alleyway. He is under attack. He is bleeding. He is spammed with the MP5K by Checker again for Just for Fun. And right now it is all Just for Fun. They come out fast. They come out strong. And they are now chasing down Unix. Unix retreating over the bridge. He is hit still with the SR8 out. He's got to heal himself here. He's down to about 30 health. He does. And as he comes around the corner to look down the arched foyer, he meets up with another sniper round from Checker of Just for Fun. And that is 3-0 here. Just for Fun coming out, taking no prisoners, doing a very good job here, controlling the map with their auto fire, with their sniper rifles, and most of all, with their grenades, as we see Defender getting another kill with a grenade. That was Chaos taking down a Cannabis, trying to catch the pineapple over in the old alleyway. As he does, he catches it, but he explodes. Pack now in a lot of trouble. 2-on-1 just off the T intersection, and he is going to be put to his grave. Dwarf with the kill right there, as we see Checker finish off the round with another SR8 kill. So right now, Just for Fun out and running, having a big round so far. 5 kills for Biatch and Checker each. The other 3 members with 3. As Paranoid Killers reeling from the early attacks here, we have 16 and a half to go, as we see Chaos and Vitalis now over near the T intersection. Cannabis finally getting on the board here as he bled Dan to death. More SR8 action. We see a Chaos, but it's going to be Cannabis with the sniper round. Biatch going down, giving us the question mark and the smile. Cannabis now 2-on-1, and it's going to be Cannabis and Chaos. And what a way to get on the board here for the Paranoid Killers with a flawless victory. After giving up 4 early rounds here, they come back with 1 of their own. So our score now, 4-1 at the 16-minute mark. Nice flawless victory there for the Paranoid Killers. Back-to-back SR8 kills here for Chaos and Cannabis. Inside the Marketplace alley we go, and it's going to be Biatch spamming and killing Cannabis. Is Unix of Paranoid Killers. His grenade finds a mark, takes down Checker. Biatch now around the alley timbers. Here he comes passing the T intersection. Biatch hitting Chaos not once but twice. Chaos now running across the bridge, and he is going to buy the farm. Chaos gunned down by my little Biatch. That's right, Biatch had a very good game here. Biatch now leading all scores, 7 kills, 2 deaths. That is what you need to do here as we follow Pack out of the courtyard alleyway, under attack, bleeding, limping up the stairs. He is trying to retreat. He's got a bar and a half of health left, calling for a medic. His medic is not going to get there. Unix gunned down by Biatch. Biatch also picking off Pack. So Biatch continuing to dominate here as Vitalis with zero kills here for PK now by his lonesome. He is under the bridge just off the fountain courtyard, and here he comes passing the fountain. He does have a full bar of health and an LR-300 with the laser sight out, not carrying a secondary weapon on his back. Actually, he may be. I can't tell. Up on the patio, overlooking the fountain courtyard. Here comes Dwarf. Dwarf up the stairs. He is injured, but Dwarf finishing off Vitalis here. So that is going to be 5-1 now. PK got on the board, but they gave that right back to Just for Fun as we follow PK out of the old alley spawn into the patio courtyard. Vitalis leading the attack here. Chaos around near the T intersection, waiting for someone to pop their head out onto that bridge. Vitalis now going inside the courtyard alleyway, taking his life in his hands. Going to have to watch out for those grenades as we see Defender dropping a pineapple. Chaos catching it, dying. Biatch gunning down Vitalis. So Vitalis having a very tough go of it here so far. 6 deaths for him, 0 kills. Biatch now inside that courtyard alleyway, getting ready at assault. The patio courtyard, he does so. Unix gunning Checker down, but it is going to be Biatch right there to pick off Pack. Defender coming through, Biatch coming through, everybody in blue coming through for it Just for Fun. They pick up another victory here. They have won 6 of the first 7 rounds here at the 13:30 mark. And action continues to be good here, but it is all for Just for Fun as we see the first kill of the round here. That is PK with the SR-8 again. Cannabis getting a kill too as he bled Dan out once again. Up on the patio overlooking the fountain courtyard just near the upper fountain hallway. Sorry about that. Pack gets the SR-8 kill on Checker, but Checker just before that had killed Unix. We go inside the patio courtyard alleyway, and it is going to be Pack with the final kill here on Dwarf. So PK gets another one back here in round 8. Our score right now 6-2. Still a lot of time left on the clock, just breaking the 13-minute mark. It is Chaos, but it's going to be Dan starting with the SR-8 round on Cannabis as we move very quickly through the courtyard alleyway. That is Vitalis. He is chased away just in time as a grenade goes off where he vacated. Vitalis now up into the upper fountain hallway as we take a run down there. Nobody holding that patio area. Here comes Dwarf and a Checker coming through the courtyard alleyway once again into the patio courtyard. It is a 3-on-1 here. Pack in a lot of trouble, and it is going to be Dwarf who drops in with the LR-300. Round 9 in the books, and just like 7 of the previous 9 rounds, it goes to Just for Fun, who continues to dominate. Very un-Portuguese-like here for the Paranoid Killers. One of the stronger clans from Portugal, but right now having a lot of trouble here with Just for Fun of Germany. Giving Germany their props here. Just for Fun is a very good clan, playing very well organized right now, controlling the tempo and pace of the match here. Here comes Packer with the MP5K, but Biatch guns him down with the LR-300 again, followed up by Checker with the back-to-back kills. Great work by Checker. MP5K then turns around with the SR-8, finishing off Chaos. Round 10 in the books, 11:30 mark, as we see the Paranoid Killers now spawning over in the covered passageway. Vitalis and Unix now up in the patio area down the upper fountain hallway. We walk with Chaos. Nobody there for Just for Fun. Looks like Just for Fun just off the T intersection. Some action taking place here as we see Dan injured. Biatch now patio courtyard. In front of him, he has Dwarf over in that courtyard alleyway. Pack still holding his ground as we see a grenade tossed by Pack. Does not go where it's intended to go. Falls just short as Dan gets the SR-8 kill on Pack in the upper fountain hallway. Unix right there as well. He's got the MP5 out. He's got Checker. Actually, check that. Make that Dwarf in his sights. Down Dwarf goes. So PK doing a very good job here as Chaos is going to get the final kill. Biatch pounding on the keyboard here, giving us a smile. 11 in the books, 8-3 now in favor of Just for Fun. Dan very quickly, not even 3 seconds in, Dan with the first SRA kill. So Just for Fun again, the one-man advantage. Cannabis falling to a sniper rifle kill again. Checker also with another SR-8 kill. Checker now backing through the T intersection. He's got Dan behind him. And we have 3 kills here back-to-back-to-back by the PK, by Paranoid Killers. Chaos up on the bridge in the patio courtyard trying to get the angle kill on Checker. Not fast enough. Checker finishes Chaos off with the SR-8. Unix running to the same spot where Chaos was just killed, waiting. But He was not killed. Down he goes now. Checker coming back into the courtyard alleyway from the fountain courtyard side. Checker coming down from the old alleyway, and down he goes. Dwarf finishing off Vitalis in the round here. 9-3 is our score after 12 rounds. We are just inside the 10-minute mark. And this game has been all just for fun, as they seem to be having quite a bit of fun here in the early going. 9:30 to go here in the match. Going to run down some scores here. Biatch leading everybody. 17 kills, 5 deaths. Checker with 12 and a 7. Top two scores here for the Paranoid Killers. Unix just took that over with the SR8 kill on Checker. So Unix has 9. Cannabis has 8. We see Dwarf with back-to-back kills on Vitalis and Unix. Dwarf inside the courtyard alleyway. Cannabis, sweet! UMP Tango down goes Defender. Chaos sighted up Dwarf, waited, killed him. Chaos just off the T intersection. Here he comes. UMP 45 in his hands. Nice little wall jump up onto the bridge. Letting loose with the SR8. It misses its mark here. He is going for, I believe that was Biatch. We quickly switch over there. Biatch and Dan healing up over in the new alleyway. Here comes Chaos around from the northeast courtyard. UMP 5K going off there. UMP 45, no UMP 45K, UMP 45 going off as Chaos now switching back to the SR8. He is in the new alleyway traveling south, and here he comes back into the patio courtyard. Chaos doing a mighty good job so far. This would be a key victory here for PK if they can get it. Biatch passing the patio up a fountain hallway. He's out onto the patio just looking over the fountain. Down the stairs he runs. He backs up into the new alleyway. Being carefully lets loose that shot wide of the mark for Biatch. Biatch, he comes into the site. Chaoso gets off the UMP Tango, playing it just fine. Taking down, that's right, he took down Biatch just for fun. Round 13 in the books, and that point it goes to PK. 9-4 our score now. Dwarf with 2 back-to-back kills on Vitalis and Chaos. So just for fun, looking to get that point back here very quickly. 20 seconds in, that pack going down. Unix dropping off the patio, upper front hallway. He's into the alley courtyard, the courtyard alley. Unix going to double back up the stairs, coming out of the upper fountain hallway with a vengeance. That was Biatch for just for fun. LR300, down he goes. And just like that, round 14 done. Just for fun gets that point back. They go up by 6 now. Score 10-4 at the 7-10 mark here in this first match on UT Costa. This is Clan Base Fall 2005 Cup action. I am Oswald. You are tuned to Inside the Game, www.getinsidethegame.com, as we continue to see Just for Fun push around the Paranoid Killers here. Chaos and Vitalis already taken down for PK. And here comes Defender and Dan through the T intersection. Just above them is Unix. Unix letting loose with the MP5K, but it is going to be Defender there with the DE out. Unix with a half a bar of health left. Who is going to get the kill? Dan coming around from the old alleyway is going to clean up Unix, teaching him how to tango. Great work by Dan there, supporting his teammate, keeping his teammate alive. Defender now moving out on to the arched foyer. They are looking for Cannabis, who has retreated all the way into the patio just over the marketplace. Defender taken down by Cannabis. Cannabis in a lot of trouble. Here comes Biatch down the new alleyway, and Biatch going to finish him off. Score continues to be one-sided here for Just for Fun, 11-4, 6 minutes exactly to go here in the match. Just for Fun coming out of the covered passageway spawn once again. We see Dan buying the farm early. Cannabis with the SR8 kill over in the marketplace. Once again, Cannabis trying to come through that marketplace alley. He is going to be gunned down. Defender with that kill. Defender also taking down Chaos, who was the second man through. So Chaos and Cannabis already down. Look at that, Vitalis with a kill here. Very quick on the trigger. Finishes off Checker, but Defender for Just for Fun right there in the upper fountain hallway to finish him off. Unix taking a position now, dropping down the stairways. 2-on-1, Defender and Dwarf coming through. It is going to be Defender getting the final kill here. The Fat Lady is singing here in the first round, in the first match. 12-4, 5 minutes to go here as we continue to see the score be one-sided here. Unix with a nice grenade on Wolf. Eunuch's now retreating down the new alleyway. He is going to be pursued by Dan. Comes around the corner. SR8. Oh, what a great shot by Dan. Picks Eunuch's off in midair over in the northeast courtyard. What a shot by Dan. That has to be the shot of the match so far. Cannabis coming through the marketplace. Defender right there with Dan. Defender finishes off Cannabis. Round 17 done. 13-4. 4:40 to go here in the match. And it has been all just for fun. They have rattled off rounds 14, 15, 16, and 17. The last four in a row here. Paranoid Killer is going to have to try to stop the bleeding somehow. Having a very difficult time doing it. Eunuchs gets a nice SR8 kill here in the upper fountain hallway. Pack with the AK-103. He teaches Dan a lesson or two. Down goes Dan. Dwarf and a Biatch now healing on the patio just off the alley courtyard. Or the market... patio courtyard. I'll get all these places right one of these days. And it is going to be a PK win. Vitalis finishing off Biatch as he came through the upper fountain hallway. So 5 points now here. Round, that was 18, is finished 13-5 here. PK picks up a victory at the 350 mark. Cannabis gets things started again early in this round. Round 19 as he starts a killing with an SR8 kill on Dan as Pack and Eunuchs. Now, Eunuchs with a grenade, nice grenade, as he exits the upper fountain hallway in the patio courtyard side, coming down the alley, coming down the stairways. He picks off Defender. He teaches Chaos a lesson as well. Eunuchs, great work there by him. Finishes off Dwarf, and Cannabis takes down Biatch. Two wins in a row here for PK. Maybe that'll wake them up, get them back in this game before he run out of time. Going to the break and switch over to UT Turnpike. Maybe not. Dan and Checker coming through very quickly. Checker with back-to-back kills on the patio above the fountain courtyard. As Vitalis spammed by Checker as well. That is three kills for Checker here in this round. Check it. Make it four. Almost has a clean sweep there. Four kills for Checker in that round. That is round 20 in the books. 14-6. 2:50 to go. We are almost at the two-minute mark here of this match. And right now, Paranoid Killer is going to have to get one or two rounds back here in the waning moments of the match here in UT Casas. Eunuchs HE grenade. Eunuchs has had a good job today with the HE grenades. That is about five kills by my account he has with the HE grenades. As we see Chaos pick off Bitch, it is Defender over in the patio courtyard. He is going to be spammed by an LR-300 from Defender and Pack with the AK-103. Finishes off the round here for the Paranoid Killer. So they have won three out of the last four. 14-7 is our score here. Just for fun, losing a little bit of the control they had on the level here in the last couple of rounds, but still with a sizable lead, 7 points. They do have doubled up. Paranoid Killers, Vitalis, and Chaos in the courtyard alleyway. Chaos coming out into the fountain courtyard. Nobody home for Just for Fun as we see Pack tearing Dwarf asunder with the AK-103. Cannabis with an SR8 kill over in the marketplace. Once again, Biatch. Oh, Biatch punks Pack. Pack into the alleyway, into the alley timbers. Engage brain before mouth, Oswald. That's what you need to do. Oh, big kill, Dan, coming around the alley timbers. Cannabis slowed way down. Cannabis in his grave. Dan doing a great job. Marketplace, here he comes, dropping a grenade. That grenade is going to hit Pack. Pack goes flying out of the marketplace alleyway in the direction of the obligatory crate as Chaos picks off Dan, who came around the corner. Chaos just waiting for him right there. Chaos now with the SR8 out. He's got about 30 health. Checker gunning down Eunuchs. Biatch finishing off Vitalis. And under heavy attack, that is Defender going after Chaos under the bridge. And it is going to be Chaos going down, falling to Defender. Score now 15-8 with 45 seconds to go here in the match. This could be our final round here. 40 seconds and counting. Paranoid Killers down by 7. As we see Just for Fun in the Fountain Courtyard. Pack trying to come through that courtyard alleyway. He backs up now. That is Eunuchs as well. Eunuchs and Vitalis. Vitalis, grenade. He goes down. Eunuchs gets a nice kill on Defender coming through with the LR-300. Cannabis teaching Dan the UMP Tango. Sweet sound of that. Eunuchs and Cannabis now regroup underneath the arch foyer. They have Biatch and a Dwarf to finish off here. This would be a big win for PK. If they get it, here comes Dwarf and Biatch from under the tunnel. Cannabis standing up on the archway, arched foyer. He is dead. That is the round score after 1:16-8. We're going to take a break. Come right back. It's Oz. You are inside the game.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Proud. Radio.
Let's see. Who wants weed off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants...
Who wants weed off the air?
I don't want weed off the air.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new Radio ITG.
And welcome back. It is Oswald as we are between rounds here. Where you have heard, just for fun, double up. Paranoid Killer score 16-8 as we run down individual scores here as quickly as we can. Leading all scores for the winning clan, that was Biatch, Just for Fragging, 28-10. Remember I was talking about the kill-death ratio, 2.8-1. Biatch had himself a great, great match on UT Casa. That followed by Checker, 18-7. Dan, 17-17. Dwarf with 15 kills and Defender with 13. On the side of the Paranoid Killers, we're going to try to turn things around here in the second round. They are down by 8. Unix led PK with 21 kills, 20 deaths. Cannabis, 15 and 18. Chaos, 14 and 18. Pack, 9 and 19. And Vitalis, a little late getting on the scoreboard, but had 6 kills, 20 deaths. So that is what things look like right now. As we are between rounds, we are at the break. Score here, 16-8. Just for fun over the Paranoid Killers. We're coming back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the match. It is Oswald. We're going to drop in the server here as we do see Just for Fun ready to go. So that means we're just waiting on the Paranoid Killers. As we are going to switch maps now, go to UT Turnpike. That map is up and available at thesixthfloor.com/shoutcast-turnpike if you want to check out the map, see what it holds. Oh, that's not the map I need. That's got nothing on it. As I look for Turnpike here, where did I put Turnpike? Oh, this is not good. Ah, I'm going to have to find Turnpike. I lost it. Here it is. I was in the wrong folder. That's where it was. Shoutcast Turnpike. There we go.
Red team wins.
So keys to that first round, Just for Fun. Very good support in many of their runs. Always staying with one and two teammates together. Did a great job. Some nice action there with the SR-8s from both clans, actually. A lot of HE grenades. A lot of HE grenades that found their mark as well early on. Just for Fun, getting out very strong, taking the first four rounds. As we see Chaos give us a hi, Mom. So, Chaos, your mom says hello back. She wants to know when you're going to get to bed, too. Just for Fun, as I said, came out very strong. 4 wins to get the match started. Things look like they may turn around here for PK as PK came back in the 5th round with a flawless victory, but it was not to be. As Just for Fun went on to take round 6-7-9-10. 12, and then it cascaded, and it all went in the favor of Just for Fun. PK, not really able to mount much of an attack. They did have two wins back-to-back, rounds 18 and 19. That is it. So here we go, getting started on UT Turnpike. Follow Just for Fun out of the north parking lot. Spawn Biatch down the back hallway. Just for Fun, Dan gets it started, killing Vitalis. As we are over in the alleyway, defender back-to-back kills. Unfortunately, one of those kills was on his teammate. Checker, though, over in the Metro Station parking lot with a nice kill on Chaos. As Checker now moving into the Metro Station as we move into the company park. Here's Cannabis and a Pack waiting for Checker. And Checker, not much of an attack there as Pack is going to finish him off. PK gets on the board here first on UT Turnpike. Score 1-0. Grenades prelude to an attack here for Chaos. As Chaos comes around the corner in the north parking lot, he is hit by a grenade. Half of his health taken away. That was Checker as Cannabis and Chaos doing a fine job. Checker going down. Dwarf finishing off Cannabis. Chaos going to move now into the Metro Station. Nobody home for Just for Fun. Just outside, there is Dan. Dan right there gunning down Chaos as he opened the sliding doors on the west side of the Metro Station. We are tied here very quickly at one apiece. Remember, PK down by eight, so they're going to have to get two points for every one of Just for Fun to make this a match. As we follow Chaos now down William Street. Biatch, south parking lot. He's got the LR300. He is able to gun down Unix and Pack. Nice job by Just for Fun. Dan and Bianch also getting into the action. 2-1 now. Just for Fun coming back in fine form, rattling off the last two rounds. PK getting things started early. Chaos again in the alleyway. He is shot down SRH style by Checker once again. Defender moving down the alleyway with Bianch. Biatch now throwing a grenade over into the south parking lot from the edge of the alleyway. There's nobody home for PK. As we see Cannabis now, Metro Station parking lot under heavy attack. He's able to gun down Checker. He is bleeding. He does need a medic. He heals himself, still with about 70 health. It is a 3-on-1 being led by Defender. Here comes Biatch and a Dan through. It's going to be Defender with the kill. Unix finishing up Biatch over the Metro Station parking lot, but with the LR300, that was Dwarf gunning down Unix for another point here for Just for Fun. And very quickly, this match is getting out of hand again for PK. Cannabis trying to keep it even there. Guns down a Dwarf. Unix picks off Dan inside the restroom. That is Unix with a grenade. Dropped one grenade right near the entrance. Two grenades near the entrance. Neither of them are able to get Defender. He is injured, though. He's got 30 health and the LR300 coming around the corner. That is going to be Unix with the kill on Defender right near the entrance. Congratulations. PK picks up a round victory here in round 5. Score now 3-2. So PK trying to hang close here, but like I said, they need to go on a streak here. They need to rip off about 5 or 6 in a row as we see Unix dropped at the main door there by Dan once again, giving us the ROTFL, mentioning something about hit code. I don't think I saw that correctly. Maybe I did. Biatch moving through the alleyway, but it's going to be Dwarf painting the walls red in the restroom, gunning down Vitalis here. 4-2. Just for Fun has it doubled up. PK, as we see Just for Fun, all five of them moving down the alleyway here. Biatch, Defender once again leading the charge. Out onto William Street they come into the McCain Supply Yard. That is Biatch throwing a grenade over in the south parking lot. And nobody home there as we move inside the office building. Once again, the back hallway we go. Limping under attack, Dan is bleeding, holds up over in the loading docks. The back of the north parking lot door not open quite yet, but the loading dock doors have been opened. Off his noggin, Cannabis buying the farm. Biatch with the kill, LR300 style. North or the back hallway we go. Unix coming through the loading docks. He is injured. Red team win. But it is not going to matter. Unix getting a whole lot of hole on Defender with the DE. Yes, the 50 cal Desert Eagle doing a great job here. Chaos now starting things off for PK again coming out of the north parking lot. It is a 4-on-1. Chaos in trouble already. But his grenade finds a mark, turns Defender into a nasty stain of Just for Fun. the doors to the alleyway entrance opening and closing. They are now open and moving through that door. That was Dan. Here comes Vitalis. Vitalis, oh, did not see Checker waiting with him. The SR8 Checker, back-to-back SR8 kills, and you see how this round is going. Checker with another SR8 kill. Three, make that four. Checker, my God, having another great game. Four kills. Checker, why don't you take all five of them out for me next time so I can just say Checker versus the Paranoid Killers, because Checker, four kills in that round. He is leading everybody 10 kills so far for just for fun. And Checker having a lot of fun here with the SR8, doing all the talking. Checker now is injured, bleeding. Nice little trail of blood. Oh, and he cannot get away from Chaos's grenade that came bouncing through the north entrance to the metro station. Chaos, nice toss there as he's got Cannabis with him. Out of the lavatories comes Dan, and it's going to be Chaos finishing things off here for just for fun. And I missed a point somewhere because it is 5-4, and I only have, well, I'll go like that. I missed a point here. 5-4 is our score in favor of just for fun. See, I got so excited I forgot to keep score. Biatch, Dan moving through the main entrance. It's going to be Dan with the kill on Cannabis. Unixo picking off Biatch over in, I believe that was the company park. Yes, it was. Here comes Dwarf and a Dan now. Dan going in the side entrance. Unix coming out. Neither of them are dead. Unix now, he's got the DE out, looking to get a whole lot of hole, and he does on Dan. Dan over near the trash receptacle just off the stairwell. He is done in. A nice work there by Unix once again with the kill. As Pac gives us the Portugal Ping rocks, Checker and Unix dancing off the main lobby, but Dwarf coming down the back hallway, finishing off Unix, getting the point for his clan. Score now 6-4 in favor of Just for Fun. Just for Fun with a 2-point lead right now. Score remain, or time left in this round, 13 minutes. As we move inside the restroom, that is Biatch finishing off Vitalis. Not sure what he was doing in there. And here comes Cannabis once again through the side entrance from the company park. And he was manhandled by Just for Fun. The Germans love to manhandle, don't they? Yes, they do. Another kill here for Biatch, Just for Fun. Two in a row again. Score now 7-4. And I still can't add. I'm off by one of my scratch piece of paper here. I guess it doesn't matter. 7-4 is our score. 12:20 to go. Chaos 2-1-1. Chaos able to gun down Dan, but Biatch right there to finish him off. Vitalis getting into the action in the south parking lot, but Biatch looking strong with that Desert Eagle, whipping that out, getting a nice little pistol whip there on Vitalis. Unixo out of the main entrance onto William Street. He picks off Biatch over in at the McCain Supply Yard. Score now 7-5. 7-5 here for Just for Fun. As we move to the company park, and grenade off the van. Checker with the SRA kill. Biatch left standing. Company park, he's got Cannabis coming out of the metro station. Here goes Dwarf in the side entrance. He hooks up with two of his teammates, Biatch and Checker there. Biatch wasting no time, got full health. He moves through the metro station into the north parking lot. They are looking for Unix, who are leading all scores here for the Paranoid Killers. Up the stairs he runs, and not sure how Unix missed, but Unix did light up the wall there, but Dwarf lit him up. That point goes to Just for Fun. Score now 8-5. Unix getting things started here. As we see Biatch emptying a clip on Chaos. Unix moving through the side entrance, gunning down Biatch, but Dan right there to clean things up for Just for Fun. Dan outside the reception area. Doors closed. He reloads, comes back in with a full clip in his LR-300. Dan now holding back, and Dan decides to take it south. He is going to hold up just in the south parking lot. Moving back inside. Here comes Dan once again. Checker gets a kill on Vitalis with the MP5K. Coming down the second stair landing. That was Pac. Dan right there to finish off. Point goes to Just for Fun. 9-5 is our score. Once again, it is a sizable lead for Just for Fun as we are at the 10-minute mark. Vitalis moving in the alleyway entrance. Pack getting a kill on the far side here. Unix moving through the company park entrance. He gets a great kill on Defender Dwarf, though, finishing off Unix and Cannabis very quickly. Back-to-back kills. 10-minute mark, as I said, Dwarf coming down the stairs from the second-story window. As he does, he moves past the reception desk over near the restroom. Vitalis with the SR8, the last gamer here for PK out the alleyway entrance as he waits just off one of the large concrete pillars underneath the alley. I'm going to say watch out behind you, but we just saw Dwarf come running down William Street, and here we go, one-on-one, and not much of an attack there from Vitalis. Dwarf going to get the kill. Score now 10-5 in favor of Just for Fun. Running down scores here very quickly. Checker 17 kills, leading all gamers. Just for Fun, Unix with 16 for PK. Biatch also with 16 for Just for Fun. 2-on-1 in the north parking lot. That is Dan finishing off Vitalis again with very little trouble. As we continue to see PK fall by the wayside, Pack by in the farm. Defender with that kill. Here comes Unix through very quickly. Check and make that Cannabis. He is finished off as he's able to pick off Defender coming through. But Dan right there in support of his team. Another point. 16 rounds in. Score 11-5. As we move inside the office building, a lot of action taking place there. Dan with a kill on a Cannabis. Biatch coming around the south parking lot, getting a nice headshot in there. Defender with an HE grenade. Chaos stepped in front of a Biatch, gunning down Unix. All is happening inside the office building as we see Biatch healing up with Dwarf just off the restroom. They move down the back hallway toward that north door. They come out into the north parking lot just in time to see Dan finishing off Vitalis once again. 12-5 now our score. 8 minutes to go here in the match. As Cannabis gets things started along with Pack, they both get the kill. Unix stepping on his own grenade. We move inside the office building. Cannabis under heavy attack. He's got support there from Chaos. Chaos going to heal him up just off the alley entrance. Nobody in the alley for Just for Fun as we see Cannabis and Chaos now moving out the main entrance. Down William Street, south parking lot, blown away, Dwarf by Chaos. Dan right there. Dan seems to be timely on his attacks, picking off. What a great kill. Picking off Chaos. Dan now retreating through the company park. He's the sole survivor here for Just for Fun. Inside the metro station, we do see Vitalis. Vitalis coming out. MP5K. Dan with the LR300. Both gamers reloading, and it's going to be Vitalis getting the Desert Eagle kill on Dan. That is going to give Paranoid Killers another point. Pack giving us the high mom once again here in game. And right now it is all Just for Fun continuing to dominate here on UT Turnpike. Vitalis with a nice SR8 kill in the alleyway. That shot catches Biatch, Defender, and Dwarf. Right there, as you hear the AK-103, that distinctive sound, that being fired by Unix. Unix finished off. Chaos and a Pack coming down the alleyway. They get the kill. Back-to-back wins here for the Paranoid Killers, but probably too little too late as they are down by 5 in this round. 8 in the previous, so they are down by 10 rounds, 6.5 to go. Very big hill to overcome, and I don't think it is going to happen. Here comes Cannabis up the stairs, second floor window. That was Defender with about 54 health remaining. He's able to fend off the attacks from Cannabis. Another man coming up. That was Chaos, and here comes Checker to heal up his teammates. Checker retreating over into the reception desk, trying to call Defender over there to get the heal. Not going to happen. And here we go. Last gamer again, Vitalis. Vitalis buying the farm again. Defender with the kill. Vitalis able to get one kill in there, but it is not going to be enough. And again, and Just for Fun, picking up another victory. That is round 20. And right now, 13-7. Just for Fun, getting ready to double up once again. paranoid killers. This is not the same PK team I have seen in past Open Cups. Not nearly as strong and dominating as they once were. Just for fun, looking very good here so far. Continuing to control the tempo of this match. Get two kills or two round wins to every one of PK, and just like that, there is another one. They go up by 7 now in this match, 14-7. Paranoid Killers out and running, but they are running the wrong way. They are running away from Just for Fun. Just for Fun dominating again, 14-7, just inside of 5 minutes to go here as we move inside the office building. Unix at the far end near the reception desk, opening up the doors near the metro station. He decides to double back through the main entrance. He's got Biatch and Dan in his sights. Dan from behind gets a kill on Unix as they heal up just off the alleyway entrance there. Cannabis coming through, doing all the talking with the LR-300. Vitalis spams Dan with the MP5K. And PK coming back here with a victory in round 22, but it is going to be too little, too late. 14-8 is our score here. This match is all but over for PK, as Just for Fun going to finish things off here. The last 4 minutes, Checker with a kill on a Unix. He's got support from Biatch, who gets two before he buys a farm pack with the kill. As we saw Vitalis reloading right in front of Defender. Defender now holding his position just off the alley entrance. Here he moves down the back hallway. One thing I will give PK, they have had some ping issues here. They are pinging most of them right near 100. We have Chaos near 200. He's pinging a 173. Cannabis pinging a 150. But Cannabis leading all scores here for PK with 20. So I'm not sure how much ping is playing into the issue here. Regardless, score now 15-8 after 23 rounds. Not trying to make excuses for anybody, but pings are a bit one-sided here. Dan getting into the action. Another kill on Unix in the company park as we see Biosh turning his weapon on Cannabis, who came out of the metro station. As we see Just for Fun regrouping in the company park, Dan right near the foot of the stairs, but it's going to be Biosh with a kill on Chaos as we move through and out onto William Street from the main entrance. That is Dan once again getting the kill on Vitalis. 16-8. As you recall, that was the final score in our first match. 16-8. Again, this going the way of Just for Fun. They are up big by 8 points. 16 now in the match. 32-16 is our overall score here. As we continue to see Red Gamers of PK fall by the wayside, Chaos and Cannabis holding their ground here, gunning down Checker and Dan. And here comes Chaos around the south parking lot, one-on-one with Dwarf. Cannabis, so waiting right near the mailbox, pits off Dwarf. Biatch out of the main entrance, shoots Cannabis. Cannabis bleeds out, and is going to leave Chaos and Biatch to go mano-a-mano here. We go out onto William Street, high noon, and it is going to be a kill for Biatch. Another win for Just for Fun, round 25 in the books. The two-minute mark, and turn out the lights, baby. The party is over for the Paranoid Killers. Counting down the time. A nice double kill there by Cannabis with the HE grenade over in the reception area. As we see Cannabis die by Checker's shot. Checker bled him out, as we do see Biatch and Dwarf now near the blue van. Here comes Pack up onto the van. He is supported by Chaos, but the attacks turned away by Biatch and Dwarf. Dwarf now all by his lonesome. Vitalis able to pick off the last two gamers. He is able to pick off Biatch and Dwarf as he came to the metro station into the company park. Round 26 done and over, 17-9. Just over 70 seconds to go here in this match. Probably good enough for two rounds. As we see a Defender retreating into the restroom, not fast enough. Yes, he was fast enough to get in there and heal himself before he bled out. And while doing so, he was able to take one gamer. He took Pack, I believe, with him. Chaos coming inside that restroom. Chaos headshot on Defender. Dwarf, though, turning back the attacks once again of Chaos. Up the stairs, now down the stairs. Here comes Vitalis. Why he has the SR8 out, I do not know. He is bleeding, retreating back up. And here comes Biatch up the stairs, headshotted. Vitalis going down. 30 seconds left here in the match. This is going to be the final round. Congratulations already going out here being exchanged by both clans. It is going to be a just-for-fun victory. 20 seconds and counting. Who's going to get the final round win here? Is it going to be blue team? Is it going to be just for fun? Or is it going to be the Paranoid Killers? Both clans have played very respectable Urban Terror today, but it is going to be PK falling to just for fun. Just waiting for the final score as we see Cannabis, Unix, and Chaos regrouping around the South parking lot. Here they come, trying to take out Checker. They do so. That is the match. Congratulations. Going out to Just for Fun. We're going to step away, come back, recap all that action right here on Inside the Game.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Well, apparently the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG. Okay, so we all piled into the Compton and Cooped Up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to,
games.
So keep it here.
Guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here, the post-game wrap-up, where you have heard Just for Fun defeat the Paranoid Killers. Final score 34-18. That second round on UT Turnpike being won by Just for Fun 18-10. As we run down some individual scores here from that round, for the losing clan of Paranoid Killers, Cannabis, 27 kills, 23 deaths, followed by Chaos with 24, Unix with 18 kills, Pack with 14 and 24, and finally Vitalis with 9 and 24. For the winners, Just for Fun, Biatch leading everybody once again, 26 and 19, Dan with 26 kills, Checker with 22, Dwarf and Defender both with 16. So our active warriors of the game today, I don't think it'll come as a surprise here. Just for Fun, we hand out the active warrior of the game to Biatch. He had a great kill-to-death ratio in both rounds. 32 kills there in the second round, only 19 deaths. Couple that with 28 and 10 from UT Costa. So congratulations to Biatch. And for the Paranoid Killers, it is going to be Cannabis. 48 total kills for him, 47 deaths, 27 kills coming in that second round on UT Turnpike. So congratulations to both Cannabis and Biatch. They are your Act of War Warriors of the game. That is going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Also want to thank Joe, who doubled as our Cup admin and a GTV dude today. Remember, froservers.com providing all the GTV services here for the Clan Base Fall 2005 Cup action. Remember, coming up tomorrow, more Urban Terror. That's right, more Urban Terror action coming your way. Tomorrow's match is going to feature Nemesis Corp and Leave or Lose, both those clans 1-0 in Group A action. That's going to do it for Inside the Game. I am Oswald. We'll see you next time.